Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello,
Blog Talk
welcome.
Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well.
The Word of God says that there is...
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. And thank you for calling Street Talk, where we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Ms. Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk. I ask that you all do not use profanity, and I also ask that you all please put your phones on mute so that you can hear other people as they speak. Okay. On tonight, like every other night, I like to have open discussions. And when we have these open discussions, we speak about whatever is on your mind. That's the reason we have Street Talk Radio. We had our second annual Women's Festival on last week. Well, it was my sister, my friend. Sponsored by Granny's Place, and it was a success, and I would like to thank everybody that came out and attended. We also have different radio, different talks on Blog Talk Radio by dialing this same number during the week. The number again is 310-982-4126. Okay, on tonight I would like to start by reading a about from destruction and influences. It's just a little passage that I was reading, I came across, and I would like to share it with you all. It says, you are about to send your child, it says, protect your family from destructive influences. You are about to send your little boy to school, and it is pouring down raining. How do you handle the situation? Do you let him go skipping out of the door without any rain gear? Or do you pile on so many layers of clothing that you can hardly move? Of course, you do neither. You give him just what is needed to keep him dry. In a similar way, parents must find a balanced way to protect their families from destructive influences that rain down on them from many sources. The entertainment industry, the media, peers, and at times even the schools. Some parents do or nothing to shield their families. You, as if they were suffocating. Is yes, it is being extremely ineffective and can invite disaster. How do you, Christian parents find the right balance in protecting their families? Consider three areas, education, association, and recreation. Okay, with that being said, I would like to say that a lot of things influence your children as they go out into the world. Things, like it mentioned, everybody that they come into contact with, education, houses, kids, teachers, principals, friends, that's where they meet their friends, that's where they meet everybody, you know, people that you're going to continue your life with, that's where you meet everybody that you're going to, you know, meet, okay? When you're there, you're speaking to people. You're learning. You're picking up on everything that is done. That's where they're going to learn. They're actually supposed to be just learning how to read, write, and the things that they need to know in order to be successful adults. But we all know that while learning these things, we are influenced by other people. That's the people that they hang out with. Okay? When you're hanging out with someone, you learn the way that they talk, you know, as far as if they use slang languages, the kids pick up on songs, they pick up on just everything. Kids are like sponges, so they pick up on everything that we, no matter what it is, a child picks it up. I don't care what we're doing. It's very important that when you're around a child that you at least stop to think about what you're saying and don't say much, you know, that can, because it can destroy their brains. That's what I feel. I feel like anything that you say to a child it can be positive or negative. It's the way that they take it. And so be careful of what you say around a child or any person that's learning, because people are eager to learn, you know, and that's just it. And like I said, association is one of the keys. Association, whether it's good or bad, it determines how you're going to turn out. That's with adults, kids, or anybody. You have good association. Good association will be like people that, most people get mad when you say church people. What is a church person? A church person is merely a human being just like we are that goes to church and actually tries to find out the word and tries to find out how they can get themselves right where they can have everlasting life. So I think it's kind of good to associate yourself with church people. I mean, people that's working. You can try to associate yourself with working people. Because, like, if you just sit around people that just chill all the time and do nothing, you're going to find yourself chilling and doing nothing as well. Like they say, bad association will be whatever you determine is bad, because, I mean, to each his own. Sometimes you can't, like you said in the Bible, say don't judge people, so I'm not one to judge. So whatever you consider to be bad, I wouldn't say that people that just chill is bad either, because if you're just chilling, you're not doing nothing wrong. But if you're going out robbing, stealing, killing, fighting all the time, causing drama, causing mess, if every time you turn around you're seeing police is around these people, or you seeing that they have bad habits, or they're doing something that you don't like doing, then that's what you consider bad association. I have a few callers online. Callers, say hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, how are you? Who am I speaking with?
Peaches.
Peaches, how are you?
All right. I'm listening.
Okay. I'm fine. I was just speaking in general about influences, like protecting your family from destructive influences. And I was saying that you have to balance for them. Would you like to add to that, or is there anything? Have you been listening to where you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm not yet. I just listen a little more, and then I'll see you talk about it.
Okay. I would like to read more about from the magazine that I was reading from. It said, who would teach the children? Christian parents place a high value on education. They know that schooling helps children write and communicate, as well as to solve problems. It should also teach them how to learn. The skills children acquire in schools can help them to succeed despite the challenges of today's world. Additionally, a good education may help them to perform superior work. However, schools also brings children together, with other children, many of whom have distorted views. For example, consider their views on sex and morals. In a secondary school, a sexual miscuous girl used the advice her fellow student gave her about sex. They listened to her eagerly, even though her ideas were full of nonsense that she had gleaned from pornographic literature. Some of her girls experimented with her advice. As a result, one girl got pregnant out of wedlock and died of a self-induced abortion. What do you feel about that? any callers. What do y'all feel about that? Okay, my callers are not speaking on tonight. Okay, well, I can continue. Well, let's open up a little bit. I want to give some inspirational thoughts. Because I don't have any callers that's willing to talk on. So let's talk about some inspirational. Let's see. I'm sure I have some inspirational thoughts that I can read. One inspirational thought, it's like a motivational quote. It says, you are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to just try one more time. If you give up on something, you cannot reach your dreams, you cannot reach your goals or anything if you just give up. Another quote says, the will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential, these are the keys that will unlock the doors to personal excellence. I feel like that's something good. Another motivational quote is, a creative man is motivated by the desires to achieve, not by the desires to beat others. Wow, that speaks for itself. Always do your best. What you plant now, you will harvest later. I really believe in that. Why? I feel like whatever you do right now in your life determines what your life will be like, or how it will turn out. Whatever you set right now, and as you go, that will grow. Let's see. What other inspirational quotes do I have on tonight? Start by doing what's necessary, then doing what's possible, and suddenly you will find yourself doing the impossible. That is a very good inspirational quote. But I can adjust myself to always reach my destination. That's something that's very interesting. The best of most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. That's by Helen Keller. The respect you show to others or lack thereof is an immediate reflection of your self-respect. Wow. Now, that's something that I would like to talk about on tonight. The respect you show to others or lack thereof is an immediate reflection on your self-respect. That quote right there is enough said that can bring on a whole conversation. Okay, if you don't respect yourself, then nobody else will respect you. If you do, then other people will respect you. But the respect that you have for yourself do reflect on how you treat other people. It's how you treat other people, what you say, how you walk, how you talk. People say that people don't judge you in the world by doing things, but the reality of things is people do judge you by whatever they see that's going on in your life and whatever you're doing. If you carry yourself in such a manner to where, if you carry yourself in a manner to where you're being fast or like showing your tail to the people, or, you know, just being outrageous, then you are going to be judged by the way that you act. I mean, if you carry yourself in a good manner to where you're quiet, you don't say, go to school, you go to work, you come home, you got yourself together, you like people outside, speak, you know, you really carry yourself very professional and, you know, class, then people are going to think that you're a class, but if you stuff like are going to be trash. So when people say that they get upset because other people judge them, then I don't feel like I'm merely judging. I feel like you're putting that on yourself. You're actually, you are what you present yourself as, is what I'm saying. So if you present yourself as a doctor, I mean, you might not have a doctor's degree, but if you talk like a doctor, you look like a doctor, and you work in a doctor's office, then I'm going to think that you're a doctor. And if you dance in a strip club, you look like you're in a strip club, and I seen you in a strip club, then I'm going to say that you're a dancer. But you can't get mad at a person for how they perceive you if you put yourself out there like that. That's all I'm saying. So I have a new caller online. Hello, caller at 5441. How are you on tonight?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I have a few other callers online, but they're not speaking at the moment. What do you think about what I was saying about how you carry yourself? People get mad and say that people are judging them by the way that they look and things of that nature, but they don't want a person to judge them by that. But if you carry yourself like that, then I feel like a person is going to judge you. I mean, going to take you for what, you know.
That's correct.
Yep. Well,
so
and I was also saying,
get mad because it is what it is, and that is what they is.
So you're saying, like, if a person presents themselves to you, If you walk up to a person and you meet a person and a person just put themselves out there like they just a certain kind of way, you're going to pick up on that and you're going to treat them like that they're certain kind of way, right or wrong, true or false?
True. I do it all the time. So if somebody comes, their first impression is a stripper, well, you're a stripper. If you look like a stripper and you ain't said you was a stripper, but you act like a stripper, that don't mean you're a stripper, though. I mean, it's all types of ways with it. So, because it's a lot of people that look like 304. They really not 304. They just like the look. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? You mean, like, if a person dressed like a
304?
Okay. Okay, hold on. If you telling me, like, if you're in a short skirt and you're around a whole lot of dudes and you're talking loud and you carrying on
I didn't put all that with that. I said just because you're in a short skirt and some high heels don't mean you're a prostitute. I didn't say all the rest of that stuff. I said don't mean you're a 304. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you can look at a person and they can act some type of way and it ain't even that. It's just them. You see what I'm saying? Their personality.
Sometimes.
But the first impression counts. But then that's where you go back and say, hey, I thought you was, you see what I'm saying? They be like, no. But that's how you came at me. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
I understand that completely. Some people get mad, though. And I mean, some people get mad and upset because a high person come to them after they presented themselves to be something. And then, a person get mad. But I be wondering, how can you get mad if you just presented yourself in that manner?
They can be mad due to the fact that's not them. You see what I'm saying? And the person just assumed that it was them. You see what I'm saying? Because you can't assume nothing just because you think it. You see what I'm saying? You go find out a fact.
Yeah. You got to find out a fact by fact. I mean, but how do you find out by fact if you just not meeting somebody? Like when you first meet somebody,
you assume the thing, and then you don't know exactly unless they get come out their mouth. You see what I'm saying? That's the fact when you find out from them.
Sometimes you're right. So basically, you said don't judge a book by its cover. Like the old saying is, don't judge a don't judge a book by its cover, but if the cover is written on and the cover is saying that it's one thing, then
it's just like a punk. A punk with titties, hair, pretty, just like a woman. And all us women assuming this a woman, but this, and it's all these women and these men assuming that this a woman, but this really a punk. But we don't know it. And if he come talk to us and he don't sound, he done got his vocal cords changed, whatever, whatever, he sound like a woman, we're not going to know that he's a man. And so he tell us, hey, I'm a man. We all assuming it's a woman. Until he tell us that he's a
man. That's fair, but that's the part, that a person, if that's the part a person play, that's my thing. If a person play the part, if you playing a part, then you can't be upset if a person assume that you are that whatever you present yourself to be, because that's just like.
But you can put like, let them know what's what, and then it's up to the person to take it and run with it. It's on you because you assumed this at first, and it wasn't even what it was. So you done took this on like this, and it's all wrong. So I don't know. It's gonna work out type of ways with that.
Okay. I agree with you on that, but they say you don't supposed to judge a book by its cover, but if the cover is saying that it's one thing and a person is getting upset because a person is taking it that way, then I feel like that person shouldn't have done that in the first place, because they teach you to be, how can I put it, you are taught, you have common sense enough to know that if you some kind of way, if you act a certain kind of way, a person is going to treat you the way that you act. You know what I'm saying? If you present yourself, that's what I'm telling you. Like, I've seen people that don't have anything in the whole wide world that's broke, but they walk around and they be clean. They had their nails and stuff done. They have their toes done. They had a haircut. But then they turn around and they say, well, hey, I'm really a bum. I really don't have nowhere to live. All this hurt, like, but they not presenting themselves as a trashy person. But, like, you would never know a person's situation unless they present it to you. That's what I'm saying. And, like,
right.
but how can a person get mad if they putting themselves off as something and they're not? You get what I'm saying? That's just like in relationships and stuff. You have to find out about a person. You know what I'm saying? Learn a person. Get to know a person in order to understand where they're coming from. Like they say, don't judge a book by its cover. We're not supposed to judge people anyway, but the reality of things is the way you present yourself to a person is how a person perceives you, because to each his own, somebody's going to perceive you in a manner, whatever manner you put. Like, if I walk up to you, you don't know me. I walk
because people judge me, and it don't even be what it is. People say they think I live in Plano and stuff and shoot. I'm straight out the projects like everybody else, live right next door to them. So that's what's funny. People don't need to assume stuff because people well-dressed. You see what I'm saying? Looking good and nice and healthy. It's not good to assume nothing. The only thing you should assume is this is a well-groomed person. That's what I would assume. I wouldn't assume they have a job. I wouldn't assume anything else. But, hey, this person is well-groomed.
Mm-hmm.
This person, like they belong in Plano or something. I wouldn't say they in Plano, but these people could be from anywhere. You can be in the shelter and look good.
Yeah, you can be in the shelter and look good, but what I'm saying, some people, like, how can I put it? People get upset because a person don't treat them the way that they feel like they should be treated. Like, I've seen some rich people walk around and they look like they real super broke. But I mean, you go inside a store or something. I have a couple of more callers online. Call at 8728. Say hello and call at 3657. Say hello.
What's going on, y'all? This is Dope Boy.
Okay. Call at 3657. Okay. Well, we're online and we're talking about.
My phone was on mute.
Okay, we're online and we're on live and we're talking about the way you present yourself to a person. Some people get upset by the way a person perceives them once they presented themselves in a manner. Like we were talking about, some girls walk around, they have their little clothes on, might have on a mini skirt or something, you know,
They might, you know, be walking down. I mean, they might actually be playing the whole part to the sea. You might see them walking down the block, you know what I'm saying? But they might just be going to the corner store, you know what I'm saying? But a dude pull over and try to bomb, you know what I'm saying? But you'll feel disrespected because you got on your little short skirt with your high heels on. You know, you looking good. You just, all you was doing was going to the store. You weren't trying to be a prostitute. You weren't trying to be none of that. But, I mean, they all of a sudden called you a prostitute. They, you know what I'm saying? They took it that way. You know what I'm saying? And yet you have another person that might be walking in the store trying to purchase some. They got on, they hair might not be combed. You know what I'm saying? They got, their hands might be a little dirty or something. You know what I'm saying? They come in the store, they trying to buy some. You know what I'm saying? The people looking at them like they're a straight bum, but they just got off a 9-to-5 job. I mean, they just worked super hard. That's the reason why they had oil on their hair. They heard one cone because they'd have been out. You know what I'm saying? They've been working all day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I was saying, but you have to take it taken care of. You can't get upset either if a person do judge you in that manner, because if you go in there and you dirty and you got like $5,000 in your pocket, and then you walk inside if you walk inside a store and you totally disgusting, you see people, they always watching you while you walking around and stuff, you can't be mad at the business owners because they work there. They merely watching you because they probably think you coming in there to steal. And, I mean, you're not even there to steal, but, I mean, hey, you came in there looking like that. You know what I'm saying? You looking leery. So why be mad?
Yeah, that's this day and time, but really, I feel like you, I mean, it's not, it's like you say, you're not supposed to judge a book by a cover. I remember that part. But, I mean, and sometimes you can lose, that business owner can lose a lot of business like that. You looking at me because, like you say, I might just got off of work, but you looking at me, following me around like I'm finna steal something, you know, and I might be finna spend a lot of money here or something like that, but you can run me off. But the way you treat me, because I don't want to spend my money here.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
but
business,
I mean,
owners can't lose
these days.
Mm-hmm. I ran into a situation, y'all, I want to share with y'all. I ran into a situation where I was at the Texaco over off of Leadbelt in Sunnyvale. I'm going to share this with everybody. When you go inside this store, around the end of the month when people get their checks and stuff, and around the beginning of the month on the first when people get their checks and stuff, you have this business owner inside this store, and he's very irate. I'm saying, when you come inside the store, he already have an attitude like off the muscle. When you first walk in, he have an attitude. He looking at you crazy. You walk in the store, like me typically. I walk in the store, I speak to everybody inside the store. I say, hello, how are y'all today? You know, just, you know, me being the ready, I'm courteous, you know what I'm saying, I'm kind. I talk to everybody wherever I go, okay? I get in this store, this man, around the beginning of the month and the end of the month, this man double taxes. He put on the register, like if people don't be careful, start being careful on how they spend their money. Because, I mean, if you're not paying attention, you just got your money. A lot of people not paying attention to how their money's being spent. You can get a 50-cent cake from him. He put 55 cents on the register and he put plus tax. And so you end up paying like 60-some cents for a 50-cent cake. So I mean, I'm a penny pincher, so I'm gonna check my receipt. I say, can I have a receipt, please? Because I mean, I look at the receipt and it look like it's too high. And so I ask the man. I say, well, hey, this cake right here was 50 cents. On here you put 55 cents and you put a T beside it. So at the bottom of this receipt, it added tax on this. So, I mean, now I want my money back, or either I want the change back that you just cheated me from. So he gets upset. He gets irate. He talks to me crazy. He tells me I don't have to come in his store anymore. I'm talking, he talks so crazy to me. I'm talking, he talks reckless to me, y'all. And that customer that came in, they said they bought their stuff. I stood up there while they bought their stuff. He taxed them the same way because people are not looking. People are just coming in. They got their money. They just trying to buy their stuff. They coming out. You know what I'm saying? And so I think it's important. I don't know about y'all, but I think it's important that you look at every receipt that you get, because this man told me, I'm a black person and he's an African. He talked to me and he told me that black people don't show respect for African people. He told me in that area, people are dumb and we can't count. And so I feel like you should start paying attention to where you spend your money at, and you shouldn't spend your money with people that's going to talk to you crazy and don't have good customer service. What do y'all feel about that kind of subject, that kind of situation? If y'all was in that situation, what would y'all do and how would y'all handle it?
Mm-mm. I don't want to spend my money there no more. I'm sure I probably would talk to him just as bad, but I mean, it don't, two wrongs don't make no right, but you know, at the time it was major, real mad. But I wouldn't spend my money there. And I tell everybody I know too.
Yeah. And what do y'all think about, like, do you think that people should start taking a stand?
Hold on, let me finish doing one more right now.
I feel like people should start taking a stand on how people treat you. Like nowadays, you don't see people respecting you. Like funerals, I don't see nobody pulling over for the funerals, saluting the funerals when people ride through. I don't see people saying thank. I don't see none of the young kids saying thank you. I don't see none of the older people showing courtesy. I walk in stores and I see some dudes. I open the door. Dudes walk straight in. I say, hold on. I don't open the doors for dudes. What do I think about stuff like that? Do y'all feel like the world has lost their touch on respect and just general courtesy? Like a man and a woman, general common courtesy. When you walking down the street, the men are on the inside lanes instead of the outside lanes. We don't have men open doors for women anymore. I mean, like the logic of things are switching up. You don't have dudes that respect women, period. Like, if you tell a man you cold, we had an incident that happened the other day. A girl told a man that she was cold. A man thought she was going to have sex with him because he shared his coat with her. Do anybody on the phone feel like talking to them tonight? Call at 8.
I'm eating right now, so give me a minute. Give me a minute. I'm finishing eating. I'm talking.
Okay. Call at 5441. What do you think about that?
I don't know, ma'am. I had to click go. What happened?
Oh, you had to click go. I said, what do you feel like? Common respect and common loyalty and stuff like that, like common decency. Men don't have common decency anymore. I had a situation where...
You know what? I heard that part. You know what? Men, that's why I talk to older men, because they do. The young men don't. And that's the reason why me and young dudes, if you 40 and younger, we don't get along. You hear what I'm saying? If you 40 and older... We cool, because I don't deal with young men. You right, they don't have no respect. You got to cuss them out in order for your own dude to come open the door for you. But me personally, I make my dude do everything. So if he's going to be my man, he got to do everything. When I get ready for him to do it, so I'm going to make him. So you right, it's sad you got to teach a nigga to do stuff if they young.
Okay, I don't find it that only young men are doing that. I find it that men... Older men are losing their respect as well. I mean, I've had some older men that I've been, some older men around. That I've been sitting around. What did you say? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, you around the wrong men. You in the wrong area.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Call it at 3657. What do you think about this?
I ain't been around nobody. I've been out. Lately, I haven't been seeing it. But I know it's true. You know, and then, I like you say, I guess being around certain people, because, like I've been to bingo a lot lately. And, I mean, I think it's pretty decent. I mean, some of the, they pretty decent up there. You know, they open doors. They, you know, they had do a lot of, you know.
It's basically this. And I don't mean to cut the situation off. But I'm going to say this, y'all. I didn't have a lot on my brain today. And I'm trying to rack a lot of things. You know, normally I'm talkative. But my thing is this. Respect got to be going a long way. You know what I'm saying? You just can't categorize. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain niggas that Jamal was with, you know what I'm saying? I don't play with them kind of niggas. Because for one, and I don't mean to be vulgar with my attitude. If I didn't play marbles with you, I really can't trust you. And for me to go into somebody's element and I have a bad attitude and a bad temper. So when I see people playing, I'm really about my surroundings. And me, you know, you can't walk up to me and want to play box. I ain't into that because I'm going to have to hurt you. For one, you ain't my partner, so don't come around me like that. Two, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't got that thing to keep me warm, we got a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to check me and respect me. You feel what I'm saying? And if I'm out of bounds, I ain't going to say too much because I really want to attack the situation, but I got to look at all the players. You feel what I'm saying? You follow me, Ready? See, that's what,
yeah,
you know, when people die, you know, back in the day when we was younger, people would pull over their cars on the side of the road. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that no more. They don't respect in the streets no more. I mean, there's no order. You know what I'm saying? They be like, you know, that could be you one day. You just pull over. They knew them. They keep on going. You know what I'm saying? But then I grew up with respect and honor. And if you ain't got no respect and no honor, I can't mess with you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just me. My mom and daddy taught me values. I have values and morals. Now, this one thing I do. Sometimes I walk around, I look like I ain't got it, but I got a room full of clothes that I need to get together. You know what I'm saying? I probably got about $7,000-$10,000 worth of clothes in my room. You know what I'm saying? I might look like a broke character.
People don't put value. That's what we just too.
Yeah, now
that's
what I'm gonna show you. I look the way, but I gave the streets up to see my kids finish school. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to stand on that value. See what I'm saying? So I tell people I focus on my music now instead of, you know what I'm saying, and other things, and try to be legit and being the homie. You see what I'm saying? Now, for one, I know I'm a felon, so I really don't supposed to have that issue with me, but like my cousin was telling me the other day, you didn't grow up with these niggas and you didn't shoot marbles with them. You know what I'm saying? One thing about our family, we know how to talk slick to a chick and get about our benefits. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? As a family,
well,
we knew how to
talk. You talk slick to a chick and get about the benefits. I don't, that's another thing. I feel like a lot of men. Dependent on women nowadays instead of standing on their 10 toes.
Hold on. I'm not disagreeing. Now, this is where I want you to get your shit. Understand this, sir. I'm not saying I took money out of a woman's pocket. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about getting my revenue. You feel what I'm saying? See, the one thing about you ain't got to ask me for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because if I got it, I share it with you. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no way I'm going to go to a restaurant and eat something and don't feed you. You feel what I'm saying? Now, don't try to pimp me like, you know, that situation that night. Now, see, what the thing of it is, most women figure like, well, you know, most dudes look like, well, you know, she fine, she cute. Let me buy her something. You know what I'm saying? That's like a grown man buying a little girl some candy to make her happy. You feel what I'm saying? That's why stuff is so twisted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to manipulate this chick, and you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Take your time and put it into this. Dudes don't have no patience. Most of these dudes grew up in the microwave era instead of the stove era. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
And
they want everything quick instead of waiting on it.
Explain what you mean when you say that.
Now, let me explain what I say like this. Now, see, you zap stuff in the microwave to get it done fast. See, when you go to the stove, you know, you cook it and you season it, everything is going to be perfected well. You know what I'm saying? You're going to fix everything out of it. Now, if you put it in that microwave, it ain't going to be done in every area. Now, I'm going to say this. Most grandmamas used to be 50 and 60 years old taking care of their grandkids. The other grandmamas now, they like 25, 30. You see what I'm saying? There's that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You hanging out going to the clubs with your kids, and you should be at home working and doing your thing. Even though me, I done been in the streets, I know how to do everything for myself. I don't have to rely on some other a woman to do things for me that I already know I do on my own. You see what I'm saying? I'm a full-fledged dude. I can stand on my own. I don't need nobody handing me nothing because if you hand me something, I'm not going to value it. See, everything I got, I earned on my own. You know what I'm saying? My mama, you know, been here with me. She's trying to keep me out of the streets because she know what I do for somebody and what I do to them because I have a bad understanding. You know what I'm saying? Her thing is like, hey, man, I just want to keep my baby safe because she know. When I went and took that ride, hey, man, this is where I grew up. All my partners in my hood, they had money. You know what I'm saying? I had money, too, but their money was greater than mine. But this, to be said, was this. I was the muscle of the clique. When they didn't want to fight, I was the one who tell them, say, man, I ain't doing no more running. We from scratch with these niggas. Put the guns down. Let's go get them. You know what I'm saying? I grew up like Heathcliff. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm the smallest cat of the pack, Milo may be like the big one, but I'm the one that had the guts. You see what I'm saying? I've been that type of person. You know what I'm saying? Now, I scratch for mine. I ain't going to do nothing violent to you unless I have to. But don't push me. See, my sign requires me to be very observant. I'm a Gemini, so everything around me, I'm going to be observant. I'm going to be an order. But don't make me do nothing bad to you because I will. I could. You feel what I'm saying? So in order for me to do things, I try to stay out of that position because I don't want to do that to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell people, I've been there. I've done it.
We understand that completely. Like it says in the Bible, it says a boy let loose on the wheel. Like in Proverbs, where it says a boy let loose will be causing his mother shame. It says you have the backing of Jehovah in making and enforcing family rules, so do not give into guilt, remorse, or fear. You know what I'm saying? It's saying compromise Bible principles. And it's like try to be reasonable, consistent, and firm. And, you know, most times people do not believe in discipline and, you know, like self-respect, you know what I'm saying, family rules, you know, being forceful. You know, you got to sometimes hold down your family rules. Like you said, when you were speaking, you was talking about how you used to have, like people used to have respect for one another and people did different things for one another. You know, as far as a man standing on his 10 toes and taking care of the whole household and making sure that everything is okay. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have many men that do that nowadays. You have most men dependent on women.
Women, and that's sad.
I can't be sad at the men for doing it. Sometimes you have to be mad at the women for allowing it to be done.
There it is.
And we have to look at each, you know, to each his own. Some women, like I heard a girl say, a girl told me, she said, well, this girl mad at me, you know what I'm saying? She's sitting over there, she his wife, she mad at me. I'm his side chick. So she mad at me because I go with him and he give me all his time. And I'm looking at her saying, you got to be just as dumb as what you sound like because for, in order for you to know that he's wife, you belittling yourself in the first place. Because you talking to a married man in the Bible, don't teach you to talk to a married man. And I'm going to tell you something else. He think you boo-boo fool in the first place. Because you know what? He respect her more than what he respect you because he already told you that he got a wife. So how that make you feel now? And she said, I look at it like this is my man. And that's her husband. I say, yeah, listen to what you just said, baby. That is her husband. He didn't leave her to come be with you. He told you that he got a wife, and guess what? He expects you to respect the fact that he have a whole wife at home. So don't you sound dumb?
Yeah.
And I mean,
morally,
you know what I'm saying? People have to go gain more morals and more respect for themselves nowadays. I have a new caller, 6096. Say hello on tonight. If your phone number ends in 6096, I just took you off of mute. You can say hello on tonight. Okay, we can go ahead and continue the conversation. What were you saying, Doughboy?
You know, I believe in this, man. You know what I'm saying? This is another thing about me. I believe in death before dishonor. You feel what I'm saying? Because anything I do, you know what I'm saying, I'd rather die for it if I believe in it. You feel what I'm saying? You follow me? Now, you doing things like that situation, let me show you something. Now, you already know this is this woman's dude, you know what I'm saying? And you going to call them over to their spot and tell them, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I've been with this dude before. Now, you all the way out of line. You supposed to check that dude and told him what the business was. You weren't supposed to go to his wife because now if she wanted to, she could bash that head because that's how the laws go. You know what I'm saying? You came over here on my property and you going to tell me something like that? Who is you? You know what I'm saying?
You on
that bowl?
Yeah, you on their terms. And a girl feel like, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
And women feel like it's okay to be the side chick. When did you start being okay with being anything on the side? That's just like that's crazy. I mean, I would want to be the one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I want to be the one. I want to have a whole thing. Go ahead.
I can agree with you on that on that radio, but I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna put y'all in. I always do things, and this is another thing that I haven't done lately. I always believe in, you know, like I have a song for everything that goes on. And I remember back in the day they had that song. Who was that song? That song. She didn't want to be the other woman.
Yeah.
Remember that old jam.
Mm-hmm.
Now see that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? You cool with this? I'm saying you gonna sit there and bow down and abide by this and knowing, you know what I'm saying? Or you can be like Nelly say, I am number one. Two is not a winner, and three nobody remembers. You know what I'm saying? So you wouldn't take second place and you want the first prize? Something's wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? That's like I remember earlier when you see me, I was telling you I got to negotiate with these other companies about stuff. This is what I had to do. I had to go talk to one on the phone. I went to the Salvation Army to go clear the main thing up with the head dude to get this situation
straight.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, okay, well, let's sit down and let's agree. So when we was riding, I talked to the other party. I had already kind of talked to the other party when I was telling you, hold on, let me go. This is what I was doing when I left. I was trying, it was on my mind.
Okay.
I said, let me go get this right. But sometimes
okay.
It's all right to be, you have to have a mediator and things, you know what I'm saying? But being like this, like what we're talking about with the chick thing, it's sort of like, I remember a situation from when my cousin's mama used to tell me all the time. Remember when we went to their house that day? When we was riding my truck? And I told you, I said, look. So I said, let me go talk to my cousin. And I'm going to show you how things were. We used to have family reunions in the back of that house. So my cousin's wife, she said, Pierre, you know one day, Peter going to suffer for the things that he done. And I was like, damn, what does she mean? So, you know, we was
No, you can't.
Oh, my bad, I cussed.
You can't cuss on
Hold
the street talk. You can't cuss on
my,
street talk.
My bad.
Uh-huh.
So let me clear this
up. I would like to cuss on street talk. Okay, go ahead.
I forgot, you know what I'm saying? I forgot. You remember I told you got a lot on my mind. So let me tell you what she said. So when she said that, so she was drinking the Coors Light. She went set up on a tree, and she started playing Betty Wright. And I was like, dang, what she mean? It took me until a little bit when I got older to understand. You know what I'm saying? After she died. Well, come to find out, he was telling me, remember I told you he had another set of family that was the same age as that family. You feel what I'm saying? And they used to come over and kick it. You know, we used to play with them. Hold on, for sure. So we used to play, like what you was discussing last night. So we used to play with these people, but we never knew. We thought they was like friends of the family. We didn't know if these people was our cousins. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I knew. But the wife knew. Not saying that she really wanted to accept it, but it was like what it was, she had to for a minute. You feel what I'm saying? So she was so hurt, like by what you said a while ago, how a woman could be hurt. So she was sitting there drinking that beer. You know, so she done had surgery, lost her eye, this and that. Things were failing on her. So when I got older, she used to tell me, I used to go to Butterbeans and go kick it with my girlfriend, which, you know what I'm saying, we'll discuss her. You know who she is, too, later. I used to go to Butterbeans. She is,
okay.
You always coming to this old chick over here, you know what I'm saying? You just like your daddy, a little flirt. I'm like, nah, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? This is my soul, my one girlfriend. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when she started explaining that story to me, you know what I'm saying, to make a long story short, when she died and I seen my cousins, then my other cousin moved to Fort Worth, his sister, she started getting sick. Then next one, this other woman come into play probably about like 2 months after the funeral. I'm like, who is she? Then he's like, oh, say, cuz, let me tell you, that's
she
my...
Was the same lady. She was the same
like,
lady that was sitting up for y'all the whole time.
Yeah, she been around him the whole time, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the other wife, she dead, so we didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, who is this? So my mama had to explain to me, tell me who she was. I came home, I'm like, mama, say this woman over ain't loving her. Now, here go the cold thing. Now, his mama died probably, my auntie died probably about the one who used to run the candy house. She died, what was that, November? She been dead almost a year. She raised my daddy now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dang.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ain't love it gone. So now Peter got her, so I'm thinking, okay, he's going to be cool. Now, guess who at the house by himself?
Peter.
Peter there by himself.
Because
the grandkids
died
gone.
Too.
She done died too. She just died probably about 2 weeks ago. Found out she had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next week, cuz out of her. Cuz mama them out of her.
That's
she
bad.
Some things can happen, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's
so,
like,
you know, you morally don't be like that. You don't want to be like that. You know, nobody wants to die lonely, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got to have something. Most women should realize this. If you got a dude and he's totally your dude, it's all right for him to kick you, you know what I'm saying? To have him, give him his little man space, you know what I'm saying? You have your area. You know, y'all go in the living room, watch football together, you know what I'm saying, and converse with each other. You know what I'm saying? Say, babe, I'm putting this little chick flick. You know what I'm saying? You got to tell him the things that you like, too. You see what I'm saying? It's not about being the stronger one or dynamic, so y'all keep it score what goes on. See, that's what's wrong with a lot of relationships, too. I did this to you, you did this to me. You can't keep it.
Yeah, people keep scores. When they, when something
people
go wrong, a person says, well, hey, he did this to me, so I'm going to do this to them, and that's not the proposal.
That's not him.
If you engage the person for that, then it's supposed to move forward. It's supposed to keep on reminding them of the bad thing that they done. You're supposed to move forward, and you're not supposed to go back and blame them for say, okay, well, I cheated now because you did this back then. Nah, it don't go like that. If you forgave them people, y'all totally is back on ground zero. It's starting over. You forgave them, y'all move forward, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to go back.
Keep scoring a relationship is not going to do you no good. That is not healthy, y'all. That is not healthy. I'm just going to be real honest with y'all and tell you. For me, for myself, I've been understood that, you know what I'm saying? Even seeing my own people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I took Reddit to my safe haven, you know what I'm saying, where I don't show nobody where it is, you know what I'm saying? But with that being said, I was like, she's like, this looks nice around here. Then I told her, like, you know, this me, you feel what I'm saying? This my spot. I just don't take everybody to my spot, you feel what I'm saying? See, everybody know where I live in right here, so that was one of the main screw-ups that I had, you see what I'm saying? So what I should have been done did a long time ago, took my cash, you know what I'm saying, and went did something else. You know what I'm saying? So now today it's like I'm going back down memory lane with my own self. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I have to fix Doughboy. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm trying to fix my kids. See, all my kids' mamas, they all happy. They doing their thing.
Listen,
so I have to sit back and say my
listen to what I'm going to tell you. You can't continuously try to fix yourself either because there's nothing broken. It's nothing broken with yourself.
With me, I feel I feel like this, Randy. Let me show you something what I say about me. I have to get me right as a soul person. Nothing that I'm saying is like a revenge thing that I got to do against them. No. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we ain't going to think it like that. This is the thing that I know. Most of my kids know that they daddy been famous through the streets, you know what I'm saying, and through music. You see what I'm saying? So I keep telling them, y'all don't have to prove nothing to nobody by nothing that your daddy does. You feel what I'm saying? See, I'm a stand-up guy. Whatever I say, I stand on it. You feel what I'm saying? If I give you my word, if I tell you, hey, man, I'll be over there 20, 30 minutes, I'm going to come. You feel what I'm saying? That's what's wrong with a lot of people. They don't do that.
That's what we were talking about on tonight. That's what I'm saying. I'm glad that you just brought that back up. You said that your word is your bond. That's what I'm talking about. Nobody, that's a good thing. That's a good quality that a man has. And men and women, I'm not saying just men, I'm saying men and women need to let their word be their bond, because the truth is the truth. No matter how you look at it, you cannot bend the truth. You cannot change the truth. The truth is merely what it is. And like people say, it's three truths of a story. It's
your
truth.
Your way, my way, and the way it's going to turn out. That's just the way I always did in life, period.
Yeah, when something happens to people, it's your truth, it's their truth, and it's the real truth that really happened.
There it is.
Because, see, most people, like, even when people break up, like a husband and a wife, when they break up, you have the man's side of the story, you have the lady's side of the story, and you have the side that really happened. And because two people are scorned, that's just like in regular relationships, too. When two people are scorned, they tend to put the other person down somewhat. And I feel like you're not supposed to do that, because in the Bible, it don't teach you to down talk nobody. It teaches you to uplift people. It don't teach you to bring people down. It teaches you to uplift. Even if you need to be that scorned to talk down on them and to make the next person not want them, because they might be right for the next person. They just probably wasn't right for you. And so that brings up another point. When you're in a relationship, y'all, that's another thing that I've been seeing going on with us. When you're in a relationship with somebody, stop trying to, like they say, when you're married, you're supposed to make it work for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, to death do you part. But when you're in just a regular relationship, you haven't found your husband yet, you haven't found your wife yet, it's okay to let go, because you have people out here that's killing each other, that's stabbing each other, that's taking themselves through turmoil because they in these simple relationships. I want you to know, if you have not made a commitment before God and said that you vow to love that person, it's okay to change people. You get what I'm saying? And but The reason why people are so hard up to change people is because people are having sex with these people. Stop having so much fun sex and stop making sex consensual like a sport, like something that you just do on a day-to-day basis, like a conversation. Sex is not a conversation. Sex is your all. Sex is giving up your last. After you have sex with a person, what more is there to give? It's nothing else to give. So hold your sex so you get to know these people. And hold your peace. If, you know what I'm saying? Just try to hold yourself. Get to know somebody. Talk to them. Get to know their likes and their wants and their needs before you go and just jump straight in the bed with a person. Once you jump in the bed with them, you want to at least know their favorite color and their name. Do that make sense to y'all?
A lot.
True that.
I'm not trying to have, like, you know what I'm saying, preach to nobody on the phone, but I'm just trying to give y'all wisdom. I mean, knowledge is the key. You have to gain knowledge in order to know something. And I mean, a lot of people don't even like to hear something positive. They get upset when you start talking to them. I tell people all the time, I'm not preaching to you, baby, because I'm not a preacher. I'm merely trying to give you some wisdom from what I've been through. You know what I'm saying? Experience is the best teacher, but sometimes you might not have to go through something, especially if it's bad. I don't know about y'all, but if one of my friends can tell me something that they went through that can keep me from going through something bad, I'm going to tell them thank you. The same way I'm going to tell God, I'm going to say thank you, God, telling me what they went through so I won't have to go through it. And I mean, I'm not going to feel like they're egging me. I'm not going to feel like they're hating on me.
But,
I'm not going to feel like none of that stuff. I'm going to feel like that was that person just being my friend and trying to make sure they was looking out for me. I call it looking out for me. Do y'all like people to look out for
me? Opening your eyes.
Excuse me, y'all. My mama just brought something to my attention tonight. She said that they can bring young life to our church. So,
okay.
I guess I'm going to have to get involved in that.
That'll be good.
To go ahead and save some of these little kids, you know what I'm saying? I've been had a plan to do it for a long time, but I was like, you know what I'm saying? Organize this with this other person, you know what I'm saying? Because actually the last person that wanted to do it, you know, the church pretty much buried him, let's be true, be told. He did. I can't fix that. I can't bring him back. But what I'm going to do is make them fix something in his name because I ain't going to sleep with that, you know what I'm saying? Not on my conscience. And I know he only tried to morally do the right thing. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all tighten our pockets up. And you made this man have 2 strokes and a heart attack. Now you can't bring him back. And he was the one that wanted to do all the right stuff for you. You feel what I'm saying? But it's not with vengeance is what I'm saying. I'm not coming back to do the things with vengeance. He was more than just like a preacher to me. He was like a daddy. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I got a dad. I have a father, you know what I'm saying? And you met him last night. You know what I'm saying? My daddy has his own ways and my mama has her own ways. You know what I'm saying? But my mama tried to teach me. She taught me how to have morals and how to treat a woman. You feel what I'm saying? My daddy, you know what I'm saying? He was like, everything you do, you work for it. You know what I'm saying? You cut this grass, you do that. But I learned how to be in the streets because I had friends. My dad lived in Oak Cliff, so I get on my bike, I ride South Dallas, East Dallas, you know what I'm saying? Where I actually grew up at. You know what I'm saying? I had friends through the course of everything. You know what I'm saying? So basically what I'm saying is this, y'all. If y'all got friends, man, honor your friends because they your true friends. Love them, you know what I'm saying? Because the ones that you think that your friends is around you, they ain't for you. It's like that song said, "Friend of Foe." Y'all listen to them lyrics, and not just the beat.
We only have 60 seconds left, you guys, and I appreciate all y'all for coming on Street Talk and talking to us. We have a help fair on tomorrow at 1416 Wheatland. I would like y'all to come out. It's from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. I know it's Halloween, but if y'all would come out, it's free. And I mean, they're going to have all kind of vendors there. They're giving away free mammograms. They're giving away a lot of free things. I would like all y'all to come out. It's at the first Free Will Baptist Church of Duncanville. If y'all need any information, y'all can come on Street Talk, go on to Facebook, go on the Street Talk page, and it's on there. And I would like y'all to know that God is love, and I love everybody that comes up and listens to the session, and I love each and every one of y'all talk. And I really appreciate y'all for coming on Street Talk. We're here every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. I'm signing off for night, and I want to tell y'all that God is love. Thank you, Jesus, and y'all have a great night.
Thank you.
Amen.
You too. Amen.